Richard.
It's lucky to have you back in studio. Lucky to have you back on a podcast. It's actually been a while. We haven't done this for about a year or so, but we've previously done quite a few podcasts together. So it's lucky to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Willem. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
That's lucky, man. Listen, but in this episode of this podcast, we're going to chat about quite a few things. We're going to chat about, you know, obviously your brand, but what's been happening since our last podcast. We're going to talk about any new developments, any new products. I know that you're going to also do a little bit of a demonstration or a showcasing of some of the products that you brought along. That's lekker. It's also, it's the advantage of having a video element to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And I know that there's been a big thing that happened last year in 2023, and we're going to touch on that last year as well. So it's going to be a lack of conversation. It's going to be great. It's awesome to have you back.
Thank you so much,
Richard. But before we delve into that conversation, just a quick reminder to our listeners and our viewers. I mean, by now, the industry knows the brand. The industry knows the products, but I want to remind them quickly. There's a phrase that just says we are currently the largest hot water ancillary product manufacturer in South Africa. You and I had it off air. We had that discussion about the plumbers. What is hot water ancillary?
Simply, let's call it geyser. Product manufacturer.
Geyser related. So
anything
products.
That relates to making a hot water cylinder or geyser, the colloquial term geyser, work.
Yeah. Yeah. And make it safe to use and make it Absolutely. Safe to install.
All those products that go around.
But Advanced Valves currently is the largest manufacturer thereof in South Africa. Now, what makes Advanced Valves the largest? What is it? What?
Yes, we are. We have 32 products that we manufacture. And assemble over 3 million individual components to achieve that. Yep, with 111 staff. Yeah, so it's a big organization. Yeah.
Listen, if that's your turnover, I mean, you've got to obviously you need quite a bit of staff in your factory to do that. Yeah. It's a lekker thing to also know. I keep reiterating how lekker it is. We see in the banner behind you. We see on your jacket sleeve. We see the word proudly South African. So you're one of the few that stuck it out, despite the challenges that we face here, the load sheddings and the economic climate that we face in South Africa. But you, Advanced Valves, stuck it out. You said, we're going to stick here. We're going to make use of our own people. We're going to manufacture it. We're going to source parts and stuff like that from South Africa.
Yep. It's obviously a challenge, but we rise to the challenge. And yeah, we're very proud to employ our people, our South Africans. And so these products are designed in South Africa for South Africans to be used by South Africans. Mm. So we are extremely proud of that achievement.
So I mentioned that we've done quite a few podcasts in the past previously, and it has been about a year or so since our last podcast together. What's been happening? What, tell us about any new developments, any new staff, you obviously new staff because you just mentioned 112
yeah.
new products, something happening with the factory expansion thereof, new products, anything?
Absolutely. What we've done is we've doubled the size of our factory. We bought a factory next door to us.
Really?
And we have now started molding all our own polymer components. So I've set up a tool room, ejection molding plant, and we brought it all in-house, which makes us highly competitive. And it just adds another level of quality to our range.
Lekker. But you said you've expanded, bought the shop. So obviously, before again, off air, you mentioned it's about double the size of what you used to be. Holy macaroni.
Yeah, we've doubled. Yeah. So that's and so we go and we keep going. So I've got something that we are going to release, but it's I can't mention it now, but it's We're very excited about it. It's coming up in the next few months. Yeah.
Is one of the products that you're going to showcase today, is that also new, or is it just some amendments made to it over the past while?
We continually tweak our products. So yeah. These are refinements okay. of our range now, which are exceptionally good.
Refinements, we always say improvements. It's to make things better. It's always, we keep on reiterating that the plumbing industry always evolves. Things get better. That's lucky to hear.
Yeah.
But there's also something else that happened. So we won't call it new, but it's something awesome that happened last year, 2023. Advanced Valves was awarded IOPSA Manufacturer of the Year Award. And I mean, how fantastic is that?
Yeah, that was unbelievable. We were over the moon. My staff were delighted. And the industry has just taken to it remarkably. It's been really good for us.
But I actually want to delve into that. I mean, that's something that's not, it's not something that's just handed out. I mean, it's something that has to be earned. Mm. And there are various ways through, and I know what the criteria is. But obviously Advanced Valves, we've seen Advanced Valves everywhere. I always say there's a very, very well-known supplement brand in South Africa that if you open a mom's or a household magazine, you find that supplement advertisement in there. If you drive down the street in the lampposts, you see that brand, that supplement, as well as a very, very well-known energy drink. And it's there. It's in the people's faces. And it's been put out there for them to see and to recognize and to see, well, we're here and we're here to say and we're here to make an impact. And I know that Advanced Valves has been – tell us a little bit more about how you've been putting in into the industry, working toward that recognition, that –
Absolutely. So yes, it is voted by our OPSA members. So that is firstly, that's first and foremost. And then it's about what you put back into the industry. So we also have plumbers evenings. In fact, we had one last week at our factory. Mm-hmm. And it's about going to training schools. Cindy goes to training schools and uplifts them with posters and information and giving out products and giveaways. And just being part of the industry, just showing up and wanting to make the plumbing industry better, and the awareness of a top brand gets you this recognition. Mm.
I want to focus on the word recognition a little bit because that's ultimately what it is. The part of the process of that award and the criteria is that different stakeholders, not just plumbers, but in a big part, to a big extent, plumbers vote. They vote. Yeah. They are sent out voting cards and they actually vote. Now, if the majority of votes goes to a brand and a product, that shows recognition from the industry.
Yep.
So that's why I want to focus on that word recognition. I mean, obviously, the plumbers have recognized. They've recognized the brand. They've recognized the quality and the value. They've recognized the service, the availability, the after-sales service, you know, all of those kind of things. Mm. And it's lacquer to hear that it's recognized.
Absolutely. What we have found is that we've gained trust. So with this award, people have gained trust with us, retailers and plumbers. The whole industry have gone, okay, well, they're making quality products. They're here. They're in your face. We are staying. We make exceptionally high quality products. Mm. And so you get the recognition for that. Yeah. Mm.
And everything else that is associated with it, like I said, the quality, the range. I mean, you've got a massive range. I mean, who would think 32 different types of ancillaries, geyser-related products. I mean, it's like you would think to yourself, okay, there are only like two or three types of valve that you can add, but you say you've got a range of 32 different
and they're
products.
All highly technical. You got to have your stuff together. You know, they've got to work, and they can't leak, and people are got to be happy using them, and so you gain trust.
I'm eager to see what you're going to show us now. But before we get to your showcasing some of your products and just demoing some of them here quickly, what did winning this award mean to you, your company? What did it mean to business? I mean, certainly things like re-establishing that trust. I mean, it's already established, but certainly if people see, all right, this is a brand and a product that has been awarded, what has it done for your staff morale?
Unbelievable. Yeah, my staff have just completely bought into this. They feel rewarded. Mm. They've put massive amounts of time and effort into what they believe is the right thing to do. Mm. You know, them being South Africans, them being given jobs in this country. So we're not importing and dumping in the market. So they feel included as South Africans. And they are even more, how can I say it? What's the word? They're more like
encouraged, motivated. Yeah,
motivated is the word. They're actually more and motivated to press on because they're proud.
Yeah.
They've become proud of their work.
Look, because the company obviously faces challenges in our, you know, the economic climate and load shedding and things like that. And obviously that has an impact on the staff as well. But when they receive a recognition like that, manufacturer of the award, they know that their efforts and them getting up every morning and going to face those challenges, it pays off.
Yeah.
It means something. It has an impact. It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's lacquer. But what do you think the awards in general, whether it was an award given to Advanced Valves, an award given to other type of stakeholders in the industry, what does it mean for the industry? What does that kind of recognition do for our industry, for the plumbing industry?
Well, definitely would make the industry more aware of what manufacturers are trying to do in this country and the difficult situations and circumstances. So the buy-in is massive. It's good for our economy. It shows that it can be done, and it's just all good. It's just so positive. Mm. Yeah,
I think it's an upliftment, and it's sort of that encouragement for other. The difference, whether they are a manufacturer, importer, distributor, whether they are a supply store, retailer, merchant, it's lacquer that they see, hey, wait a minute, somebody else has actually received recognition. I'm going to push for that. I also want to uplift my own company, my own brand, my own image, my own quality, my own. If it is not high yet, I mean, most people in South Africa, we deal with high quality products and stuff like that, but you know, it's that encouragement, that sort of drive to also achieve, you know, greater things.
Absolutely.
And it does good. I mean, I would say for one, you know, that the PRB is the professional body for plumbers in South Africa. So I would say for one, it drives professionalism. It drives quality, and because quality and professionalism go hand in hand.
100%. Yep.
Richard, enough said about the awards. I mean, I constantly, when I look you in the eye, I can see from my peripheral view that, you know, these products are lying here, and I'm excited to hear more about what you brought along and what you can tell about us. You did say earlier that your products are very technical. Mm-hmm. I know that you are focused on the technical aspect of the business and the components and putting these things together. Please tell us. Go ahead. The show is yours. The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you, Willem. Yeah. I'm just going to run you through a couple of advantages of our product. This is the click cap, which is a flushing mechanism for the relief part of the valve, which is very handy. Get a bit of dirt on the seat, and you just click the lid, and it squirts out the dirt and with a bit of water. So it's a massive advantage. Obviously, the Konex fittings, which are a DZR, so it's a quick fit valve with the isolating ball valve over here. This is a very solid and reliable valve.
But which one is this? What model is this?
This is the Hyperflow 400 KPA. Mm-hmm. Yeah, SABS approved. And it's got the rotational relief valve. It's got a lot of fancy features, isolating ball valve, click cap, and that flushes the water out with dirt.
Yes.
So a homeowner can just do this and flush the dirt out. They are very solid, very reliable, very proud of this.
Again,
and it's a high-selling product, and plumbers love it. Yeah.
Lacquer. What else have you brought us?
And then we move on to, let's go on to the vacuum breaker. This is also very special. We've got our vacuum breaker's got two springs in it. So we call it double locked and loaded. So we've got the first spring at the bottom and the primary seal, and there's a secondary one over here. This is patented, and the second stage is patented with a spring. So these are so reliable. It's exceptional. It's a wonderful vacuum breaker.
Richard, so obviously there's somebody in your, and I mean, that can be you, that can be engineers or who else, but somebody there at your factory sits and thinks of improvements to make. Somebody thinks, if we do this with this little component here, it can be an improvement. Those double springs that you said, things like that. Hmm. There's somebody who constantly sits and thinks, how can we improve this thing?
Me.
From that's you.
I don't sleep at night, Mario, thinking about this. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So Donovan and I work together. He's my designer. So, yeah. So we're constantly breaking ground and lying awake at nights thinking about stuff.
This little blue-colored plastic cap here. Is this? I remember them being green and red in the past.
Yeah. So what's happening here? This is a visual indicator that we've got inside. There's a little yellow button. Mm-hmm. So you can see when you buy it that the second stage is in fact in operation.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So you buy it off the shelf and you can see immediately that you've got two seals in here. So there it is. You can actually look through the blue cap. You'll see yellow.
Yeah. Lekker.
So it's nice. Nice visual indicator there.
What else, Richard?
And then we've got the fine filter. We can go into that. Very nice product. Very simple to use. And there's your filter. So
the lacquer.
Filters out water, any dirt, and that protects your whole plumbing system in your home.
I do know that, you know, our quality of water these days, it's something that's a hot topic in the plumbing industry.
Yep.
And it's always lacquer to hear that a product like that, even just a component of a geyser system, like one of these valves, is – which model is this?
This is called a fine filter?
Fine filter.
That's it, yeah. And it'll take out minuscule particles that won't go to your single lever taps, won't fill your geyser with silt, or your ball valves or your inlet ball valves for toilets. It won't clog those up as well. Yeah. So for the price, it's just for us, it's obvious.
I think at the rate that our water infrastructure, municipal infrastructure bursts and pipes need to be refixed or fixed for that matter, there's often, and I know that in my residential area, it often happens that, you know, when they fix a pipe, there's that dirt that comes through to your tap. And it's not lacquer. It's not a lacquer thing. You've got to waste so much water to run through to get all of that dirt away before you can actually use it and consume it.
This is your answer. Absolutely. We used to have a lot of filtering going on, but that's not as prevalent anymore.
And yeah. And something else about that the dirt that goes through is that it packs up on the whatever filters at the tip of the tap.
Yep.
It packs that up, and then your water flow becomes so much slower, yes. and the pressure is so much
less. Your aerators, yeah, blocks your aerators, and then the water doesn't flow out.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's an irritation. As a consumer, I can tell you that that's a massive. So to see something like that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good seller. I mean,
it's doing very well. Hey? There's certain people that love it and have to have it.
Just something quickly, Richard. Is the filter itself something that's new to that product, or has it been a while and just been improved? Or?
No, we've had this for a long time. Okay. Yeah. We've had this available for at least 5 years.
Oh, lekker.
Yeah.
Yes, like.
Yeah.
Richard, what else?
So we go on to the safety valve, also click cap. So it's a full brass body with a click cap. And that's also for flushing out the dirt. So it'll just squirt a little dirt with water out of the overflow. This has got a thermostatic probe inside, and we manufacture this in the country. We're the only company in the world in the Southern Hemisphere, that makes these thermostatic probes.
It's compiled of like a type of wax that's on the inside. It has to heat at a certain temperature and things like that before it kicks in and does its job.
We've got about 70 mils of wax, then a piston, then a seal, and then a plunger and a spring. And so it's difficult to make, but we've got exceptional reliability out of our probes now. Yeah.
But the fact is, you've got to do some research again. At your manufacturer, at your factory, or wherever, you've got to actually research this. You've got to know how this thing is compiled. It's not a sourced component that you put in your product. You manufacture that here. Mm-hmm. It's cool to actually hear that you Advanced Valves hold that patent in the Southern Hemisphere.
This isn't patented, but this is just made in South Africa.
Well, manufactured.
Yeah.
All right. Well. But nonetheless, I mean, in the Southern Hemisphere, it's awesome to hear that. And awesome to hear that the technical aspects thereof is thought of and improved and constantly sort of researched here in South Africa by our people.
Absolutely, yeah. We have manufacturing ability. And that's what's nice about it. So as South Africans, we don't have to feel like we've got to bring everything from overseas because we can't do it.
Mm.
We can do it, and we do it in South Africa.
It's lekker because, you know, it's, again, plumbers are, if something goes wrong with my geyser installation as a consumer, I want it fixed ASAP. Mm. So the plumber has to deliver ASAP. You know, it's not, you can't say, oh, well, I'm waiting for
a container.
For a container to be shipped and have been affected by the war in the other countries and things like that. And
we heard this recently a lot.
Extreme rising prices because of, you know, the things that are going on out there in the world. It's things like that. And it's not to shoot down the importers and the distributors, Richard. Mm-hmm. It's not to disrespect them in any formal way. But again, it's knowing that your product is here, the factory is actually here, the people who make it are here, they get up from home, go to work here in South Africa.
Absolutely.
And that's lekker.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the last product, which is a thermostatic mixing valve. This takes cold water and hot water. So this will come from your solar system. It could be 90 degrees and this could be 20 degrees. And what it does is it lets out safe water. That's why it's orange, warm water.
Mm.
At between 55 and 58 degrees.
So what is on the inside?
So it's called a thermostatic mixing valve or a mixing valve. Yes. So it mixes cold and hot, and we let it out at 55 to 58 degrees. Yeah, so children and elderly people take much longer to react to hot water.
Yeah.
And it can burn you. So So there's actually a chart and a ratio as to how hot the water is, as to how long you can be exposed to it before you get a certain type of burn.
Mm.
And this takes that away. This minimizes those risks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's got nothing to do with I've got to chuck this in as a layperson.
Yeah.
I've got to chuck this question in. Is that regardless of the settings of the geysers, thermostat and things like that, that will still regulate?
It's got a thermostatic wax inside a probe, and that just picks up the temperature internally, and it just moves the piston up and down to mix the water. So it's a balancing act, difficult to achieve technically, but we've done it. And this sells very well and very popular. Yeah.
Just like Richard. It's, I love it. Again, I always say, I'm not a plumber. I'm not a manufacturer. The technicalities, they are very intricate for me and very interesting for me to hear about. I haven't done a factory tour yet.
Ooh.
I'm yet to do a factory.
Please visit us. In fact, we welcome anyone to come and visit. John, we're very happy to have tours and show people around. Yeah.
It's like
anytime. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd love to see how these things are put together. I actually wanted to know that, perhaps we can chuck in a few graphic, like one of them cut in half and show the plumbers. Just chuck in a few inserts into this podcast to show them the insides of it, things like that. But I'm sure that they can see those kind of things on product brochures, on your website as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah, it's all there. Yeah, just go to the website and you'll get an educational experience. That's what the website's about,
Richard, before we say goodbye and before I thank you for your time and your effort in driving all the way to come and do this podcast with me, just quickly again remind the plumbers, where can they find your products? Who stocked your products?
All major retailers. We can start Plumblink, Buco, Builders Warehouse, Cashbuild, Build It. It goes on and on. Mica. We are in all the top independent retailers. We've got 800 customers, countrywide. We've got a network that is, super efficient, and we're very proud of what we do and how we do it.
Mm.
Yeah,
and I do know that your representation, your staff capacity of in the different provinces. I know that they are busy bodies.
Yeah, we've got three service vehicles: so one for Gauteng, one for Western Cape, and one for KZN, which are dedicated.
Yeah.
So our service is exceptional. You know, if you phone today, we're sorting out tomorrow. That's the latest.
That's like we always say, with the plumbing industry, no work, no pay. The longer plumbers have to wait, the more irritated the customers and the consumers get.
We take service service and quality are our highest priority.
Richard, it was lekker having you here. And it was lekker that we could finally do a podcast where we could visually display and showcase some of your products and have you tell us about them here in studio. How awesome is that?
Thank you, Willem. Thank you for having me today. Really appreciate it.
We're going to do quite a few more of these in the future, Richard. Awesome. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for the showcasing that you did for us.
Pleasure. Thank you, Willem.
Cheers.
Ciao, ciao.